Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, where we bring the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is Tuesday, which means it's going to be an episode of The Cisco Kid. Before we get started, check out our show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Again, that's otrwesterns with an S, .com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. On the website, we've got an audience survey. I really need everybody that's listening to take it. You just got to take it once. That way I know what my demographic is. And also, we have a poll for what kind of show we want on Saturday. I've got two votes so far, and they're both for Gunsmoke. Doesn't mean we have to go with Gunsmoke, but it is a good choice. The poll ends on November 30th. I'm looking forward to everybody submitting their votes. Again, that's at otrwesterns.com. Let's go and get into today's show. And it's going to be The Cisco Kid, like I was saying. Original air date's August 12th, 1952. And the title is The Shawl for Señorita. Enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barbaro.
The Cisco Kid. Another exciting story of The Cisco Kid. Among the most interesting characters of the Old West were the itinerant tradesmen, men who traveled the country with a wagon load of merchandise, selling it here and there at every crossroad and intersection, wherever there were customers to buy. Ed Pringle was one of this band, but Ed had a big advantage over most of his rivals, for Ed had a daughter, a beautiful daughter, who, naturally enough, concentrated on selling merchandise to the mail trade, while her father, on the other side of the wagon, sold household utensils to the women folk. As our story opens tonight, Betsy has two customers, one tall and handsome, and the other short and rotund.
And you say you made these belts yourself, señorita?
Uh-huh. Indeed, I did. I plaited every inch of that belt with my own fingers.
Mm.
Beautiful, huh?
See, you are beautiful.
I mean, the belt is beautiful.
You not need it, Cisco. It's pretty, and the señorita pretty, too, but you don't need that belt.
How much is it, señorita?
Only $3. That's practically giving it away.
See. It's cheap. Here's the money. Ah, you are very beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, and one more thing. I just must show you this.
Madre mía, a shawl.
Uh-huh. A beautiful shawl.
Ah, Cisco, Pancho never speak to you if you wear that.
That's a Spanish shawl made of the very finest imported silk. And I did all of the embroidery myself.
You did?
Every bit of it.
But, señorita, he look loco in that.
I don't mean for him to wear it, silly. But surely anyone as handsome as he must know 100 beautiful girls he'd want to give it to. Why don't you give it to your very best girl? Be a wonderful gift.
See. How much is it?
Only $15.
Only $15? Madre mia, only $15.
It's all the money I have, señorita, but I give it to you gladly. Here.
Oh, Cisco, you give away our supper.
And now I give the shawl to the very best, señorita. The most beautiful.
What? Oh, but why are you handing it back to me?
It is for the best one. You wear it, señorita. It is for you.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, I don't know what to say.
And Pancho know plenty to say. And Pancho say it, too. Later.
And you will always wear the shawl for the Cisco Kid?
Oh, yes, I will.
And you would not sell it again?
No. Oh, I promise you I'll keep it always. It's the only one of its kind.
And Cisco is the only one of his kind, too. Pancho knows some loco stupidos, but Cisco is the crazy loco stupido.
Where do you go from here, senorita?
Why, to Garson's Gulch, I guess. Will I see you there?
No. This is the end. Pancho, put his foot down.
Oh, right on my foot, madre.
Pancho. Come with Pancho now. Come.
Oh, si. Adios, senorita. Hasta la vista.
Goodbye, Cisco.
Now what are we going to do for food? You spend every cent we got, and we got nothing to eat. Cisco, you smart sometime, but other times you more loco than loco.
Closing up now, Russ.
Yeah. You know, I bet they took in $500 today, Mick.
Sure they did. That ain't all the money they got either. Think what they took in yesterday and the day before. And the day before that in other towns. They're toting plenty of money in that wagon strong box, Russ.
Well, we ain't gonna get any of us down here. Hey, look, they're pulling out now.
Yeah. Well, what are we waiting for?
Well, be dark another hour. We'll trail them till it is dark, and then we'll pay them a visit.
You're carting too much money out of this town. I think we ought to bring it back here. All right?
Want any more roast, Betsy?
Huh? Oh, no thanks, Dad.
You ain't eating much tonight, daughter.
Well, I guess I'm not hungry.
Yeah. See, what in Sam Hill you wearing that shawl for? I'm roasting sitting this close to the fire, and yet you're wearing a shawl.
Well, I'm wearing it for another kind of warmth, Dad.
Huh? Say, what's come over you anyhow? Now I'm beginning to catch the drift. Didn't you sell that shawl to that big man, that good-looking hombre today?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And he gave it back to you, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
So that's it, huh? Well, that's pretty good. You know, if I was you, I'd take it off and put it back in the wagon. We can sell it over again tomorrow. That's pretty good, all right.
Oh, no, Dad. This shawl's mine now, and I intend to keep it. Always.
Huh? What the... Say, you ain't in love with that man, are you?
Well,
Here, a couple of men coming.
Yes, and they... Dad, they're wearing masks.
Oh, they are. Oh,
don't move, either of you.
It's a holdup.
Oh, Dad.
Now, be calm, Betsy. I think I can handle them.
Get up, you. Get the strong box out of that wagon pronto. Watch the girl, Russ.
Yeah, I won't mind doing that.
All right. I'll bring it right out to you.
Oh, no. I'm coming in with you.
Oh, you stay away from me. Don't you dare touch me.
Hey, blast you. Keep away from that girl.
Never mind you. You just get the strong box. And be quick about it, too.
Yeah. It's right here.
Oh, please. Please leave me alone.
Confound him. Here's the strong box. And here's something else, too.
Put that gun down, you fool.
Robin, this is one thing. You can't...
Dad! You shot him! Dad!
Well, I wouldn't have if he hadn't jumped me. Come on, Russ, quick. Grab this box.
Yeah.
Might as well take everything else we can see that's worth something.
Yeah, sure. One thing I'll take is this here shawl she's wearing.
Yeah, by thunder, this here's good business. Roll him out of the way. There. Grab them things over there, Russ. These two.
Yeah, sure.
Here's a roll of bandage. We'll leave that for him. Looks to me like the old man's gonna be needing it.
Just think, Cisco, with a good fire like this, we could be cooking many good things to eat. Steak, chili con carne, maybe, or turkey, corn, potatoes,
please,
tortillas,
please,
and salad,
Pancho.
Moose's berry pie, coffee, maybe some tacos, and many other
things. Pancho, I am sorry I spent all of our money.
Aye.
The senorita was so beautiful that I could not help myself.
Couldn't help myself.
Santo, I did not know where I was or what I was doing. She cast a spell over me.
Spell.
If I had the money, I would have bought the whole wagon from her. And the horse, too.
Santo, Senorita is your only weakness, but it's a bad one, Cisco. Pancho not like you to feel that way.
But did you see her, Pancho?
I see.
Like the angel she was.
What about Senorita Barbara Johnson, has it?
Huh?
What about Barbara, huh?
Santa, I do not know, but... I am sorry I spent all of our money, Pancho. I am hungry. And if I am hungry, then I know that you are starving.
That's right.
It was foolish of me to do that. Unselfish, too. I am really very sorry.
You mean this?
Si, I do, Pancho.
You'll not be sorry no more.
No?
Nah. And Pancho say about some money that you not know about.
Eh?
Come, we go into the town and eat the big supper now.
You have some money?
Si. $5.
And you did not tell me?
Madre mia, no. If Pancho tells you, then you spend that too with the senorita. Come, we go to eat with these monies.
We are back, just like nothing at all happened to us.
Yeah. Let's go over to a table.
Yeah.
Hey, Mick, you think it's safe to bring that sack of stuff in here?
Why not? It's closed. Nobody's going to open it. Wasn't as much money in that strong box as I figured. Only a little over $250.
Yeah, but I ain't kicking. That's an awful easy way to get it.
Yeah. Oh, here comes my girl. Carmen. Hey, sweetheart.
Mickey, you're late tonight.
Yeah. Russ and me, we've had a little work to do. How about a kiss, huh?
No, Mickey. Carmen must dance soon. The kiss would make the lips of Carmen crooked.
Well, you can put them on again, can't you?
You laugh at Carmen. You get no kiss ever for that.
Hmm? I ain't laughing at you, girlie. I'm just feeling good tonight. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, what are you doing with the bag, Mick?
Getting something, a gift. Here you are, Carmen. A genuine Spanish shawl to wear over your costume there. Did I get a kiss for that?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mickey Chico. Oh, see, you get 3 kisses for this shawl. Carmen will wear it for the dance.
Good, but how about the kisses?
Later, Mickey, later. Hmm. When the lips, they can be crooked. And it make no difference, huh?
Hmm.
Adios, senores.
Hey, you shouldn't have done that, Mick. You shouldn't have given her that shawl.
Why not? Do you think that other girl's going to be coming in here?
Well, no.
Shut up. That shawl partner is going to bring Mick Benson good luck. Yeah, plenty of good luck.
The table, Cisco. Santo, dark in here while the senorita dance.
See, it's hard to see. Mm. Yeah, right here. Sit down, amigo. You'll order food after the dance is finished.
Bueno. Pancho terribly hungry. Pancho wish that senorita hurry and get tired so she stop the dance.
She's not very pretty either, right?
Santo, look.
Now, wait, amigo. Not stare at that senorita like that. Oh, for my goodness sake, you already in love one time today, and that cost too much.
I'm not staring at her, but at her shawl.
Her shawl? And Pancho knows you're not going to buy that one, too.
That is the shawl I already bought. I know it.
Aye, that loco, Cisco. You buy the shawl this afternoon and give it to the senorita, and she go away with it. How can this be the same? Pancho like to know, huh?
I do not know how, but it is. I am sure of it.
But there are many shawls, Cisco, and they all look the same.
That is the only one of its kind. The senorita said so. Something has happened.
Aye, Cisco, nothing happened. That loco, do not kill...
You two shut up or I'll shut you up.
Si, senor. Now, sit back, Cisco. You just think about what we got to eat.
I cannot. I'm going to find out about that shawl right now.
Sit down, Cisco. You can wait until the dance is over.
One more word out of you two and there's going to be lead flying around here. I'm warning you. Shut up.
Will Mick stop Cisco from finding out the truth about that shawl? In just a moment, we'll bring you the exciting climax of tonight's story of The Cisco Kid. And now, back to The Cisco Kid.
Thank you.
Completely infatuated by a girl in a traveling merchandise wagon, Cisco spends all his money buying a shawl, which he gives back to the girl to keep. Later, outside town, the girl, Betsy, and her father, Ed Pringle, are held up and robbed. And when Ed tries to resist, he's shot and left for dead. Back in town, one of the outlaws gives the shawl to a dancing girl. And all would have gone well had not Cisco and Pancho gone into the cafe for food. Cisco sees the girl, Carmen, and he knows that the shawl she wears is the one he gave to Betsy. As we return to our story, Carmen's dance is still in progress, and Cisco is almost beside himself with curiosity and concern.
Look, Cisco, wait until the senorita finish with the dance, and then you ask her about the shawl.
But she is going to dance forever, Santo. I cannot wait all night for her to finish, and I will let...
I told you to shut up!
Take your hands off me, hombre. I cannot...
Why, you...
Senor, let us not fight in here.
Come on, come on and fight. I'll learn you to listen to McBenson.
This is one fight that is not going to last long.
Last two, I'll beat you to a pulp.
Cisco, the dance she ended. We go now.
Oh, Santo, I am finished with you, hombre. I will fight no more with you now.
All right. I'm letting you off easy this time. McBenson usually kills sidewinders like you.
Gracias, senor. Come, Pancho.
Si. Pancho, see the senorita. She go to the door there at the back.
Ah, si. We cannot let her get away. Señorita. Señorita, wait.
You call to me, senor?
Si, si. We must talk to you.
You wish to tell Carmen she dance beautiful, no?
Oh, si, senorita. But that shawl you wear, it too is beautiful. It's the most beautiful shawl I have ever seen.
Ah, so it's the shawl, not the dancing you like,
oh,
huh?
Oh, the dancing, it is beyond description, senorita. But the shawl, tell me, where did you get it?
Where? Santo, it was given to me, of course.
Of course, senorita. But by whom and when?
You have the nerve, senor. Carmen does not tell such things.
I am sorry, senorita, but it's most important. Just tell me then when you got the shawl.
When? Tonight, just before the dance starts.
Gracias, senorita. That is enough. Adios. Come, amigo.
But wait, senor. Senor, Carmen wants to know why you...
Come on out of there, Carmen. You can't stay in there all night.
I come out in a minute, Mickey. Carmen must look pretty for you.
Oh, come on, Nick. Let's go back to the table. No, you standing here.
She's coming out now. I hear her.
Ah, Mickey and Ross, you wait for Carmen, no?
Yeah. Say, what about the big hombre that run over to see you as soon as you finish dancing?
Oh, do not get angry, Mickey. I don't know that one at all. Never has Carmen seen him before tonight. He's not interested in Carmen anyway, only the shawl.
Huh? The shawl? What's he interested in that for?
Carmen does not know. He asks who gave the shawl and when, and then he hurry away.
I don't like that too good, Mick. Maybe he knows something about it. Where it come from, maybe.
Ah, you're loco, Rush. There's thousands of shawls, and they all look alike.
Well, I say we're making a mistake not going after that hombre, Mick. He must have a good reason for asking about the shawl.
How are we going to find that wagon, Cisco? We not know where it is.
Well, if they left town late in the afternoon, they could not have gotten too far.
Pancho,
hey, what is that by the side of the trail?
That look like a wagon. Oh, look, oh,
oh,
look,
oh, oh, oh. That is the wagon, Pancho.
The wagon covered for the night, but there's a light inside. Nothing wrong here, Pancho, no.
You are probably right, but we will make certain. Senorita? Senorita?
Yes? Who is it?
The one who bought the shawl this morning. Senorita, there is something wrong?
Yes, my dad. He was shot a little while ago. Huh? Two outlaws robbed us, and then they shot him.
Where is he?
Inside the wagon here.
Pancho, come with me. We take a look at him. Oh, we were afraid it was true. The shawl, it was stolen too, was it not?
Yes, and both of the men were masked.
Look, Cisco, the bullet did not come out.
No.
He... Do you think he'll live?
Si, si, senorita. Do not worry.
Pancho know how to get the bullet out and take care of the wound too, senorita. There's nothing to worry about.
You can do it all right, amigo?
Si, Cisco.
Alone?
Si. But what you do?
I am going back to town to get more information from a certain dancing senorita.
You're leaving? Well, I don't understand.
Pancho will explain it to you, senorita. And Pancho will fix that wound too. Just help him. I will be back soon. Adios.
Why don't you say something, Rez? What's got into you anyhow?
I just been thinking, Mick.
About the money we got?
No, about that shawl. I didn't like
it. Will you shut up about that shawl? I tell you, there's thousands just like that one I give to Carmen. Now, shut up about it.
Sure, Mick, sure.
Oh, here comes Carmen back.
You do not look happy, Mick and Russ. You have the great trouble.
Sit down, Carmen, sit down. Russ, he's still worrying about that blasted shawl.
But why worry? Does not it belong to me?
You're darn right it does, girlie.
Well, sure, but that ain't saying where we got it.
Oh, so you did not buy it, huh? You, take the shawl from somebody, Mick?
Well, we, Hey, here he comes back.
I was afraid of that. Oh, he's coming over here, too.
Look, I'll get him in my dressing room. There's the back door to it. Mick, you and Russ go around the outside to it. Buenos noches, senor. You come back to Carmen, no?
Si, senorita. I would like to talk to you for a moment, if you will be so kind.
Oh, I see, of course. It's the pleasure to talk with one so handsome.
Gracias.
You will come to the room where we can be alone?
Oh, that is not necessary. I just wanted to ask more about that shawl you are wearing.
Oh? Come in. It's better to talk in here.
I cannot spend much time, senorita. It is very important to me to know who gave you the shawl. I must find out.
Oh, that is of small satisfaction to Carmen. Why must you know who gives Carmen the presents?
Because that shawl was stolen from a senorita whose father was shot and seriously wounded tonight. I want to find the bandidos who did it.
Oh, it's terrible, this thing. Carmen will show the bandidos to you. Right now!
That's right, Carmen. You move, hombre, and I'll gun you.
Good work, Carmen. I'll get his guns, Nick.
So, it's you again. You are the hombres who shot the senor and robbed the wagon.
That's right, hombre. But the knowledge ain't gonna do you no good. You're gonna die. Stand aside, Carmen.
You would not dare shoot me here.
Gunshots are common in this place, senor. It means nothing to those out front.
That is good to know, senorita.
By the lamp. He smashed the lamp. Where is he?
Russ, he ran out there, Mick. Get him.
I sure will.
If he gets away...
I am right here, hombre. Waiting outside the door.
Should have finished the fight this first.
Try kill him, Mickey. Kill him, Dave.
He had his chance and missed it.
Mickey. Get up, Mickey.
He will not get up for a long time, senorita, nor will the other one. And you are going to take a walk with me. You and I are going to pay the sheriff a little visit, senorita Carmen.
Now, just a little bit more cloth, senorita.
Right here, Pancho.
This do it fine. The senor soon be better now. He's done.
Thank you, Pancho. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Will Dad sleep for a while yet?
No. Pancho, I think so. He wake up soon.
Listen, I hear a horse, Pancho.
It probably Cisco. He gone the good while now.
Oh, it is Cisco. Pancho's finished, Cisco. He did a wonderful job.
Bueno, bueno. How's the senor now?
He be fine. Ain't nothing to worry about now.
Cisco, you got the shawl back.
See, and tomorrow morning you go to the sheriff. Everything is there, including the two bandidos.
Well, Cisco, I don't know what to say or how to thank you and Pancho. You've both been so wonderful to Dad and me.
Cisco not care for the thanks, senorita.
See, that is right. It's enough for me just to look into the eyes of the beautiful senorita.
But, Cisco, how can you see my eyes from where you are?
Oh, maybe it's better that I should come closer like this.
That is better.
From here, the eyes are much more beautiful than I had believed.
Uh-oh. Don't you know what's going to happen now?
Maybe there is a way to thank you after all, Cisco.
See, maybe there is. Like this.
Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Oh, Cisco. How did senorita go to thank Pancho?
Oh, Pancho. Of course I want to thank you, too.
No. Not that, senorita. Pancho, mean, you got any food? Si, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Why did you do everything for the senorita's kisses?
Because I like them, amigo. Why do you do everything for food?
Because I like it, amigo.
Well, there you are, Pancho. As the saying goes, every senor to his own taste.
A senorita's kiss got a taste?
Si, and not like the tortilla, but sweet like the honey of the bee.
To Pancho would be like the sting of the bee.
You are very strange, Pancho. You are not afraid of the bandido, but of the senorita. You are scared to death.
Si, because the bandido not waiting for Pancho to make with the kisses.
No? What would you do, amigo, if you were to meet with a bandido who was also a senorita?
It's very simple, Cisco.
Simple?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, no, no. A senorita who is also a bandido is more dangerous than an ordinary senorita.
I know.
And the solution is simple?
Si. Pancho would not shoot the senorita, even if she is a bandido.
What would you do?
Pancho would ride to the town and tell the sheriff.
Oh, you would go to the sheriff, eh?
Si. With the senorita, there is great danger.
Oh?
And then the sheriff in the posse, they ride after the senorita. And when they capture her, they take her to the jail.
Huh?
But she is so beautiful that very soon they let her go again. And before long, she marries some nice hombre and have a big family of many niños. And of course, the senora with the many niños is not so dangerous like the senorita who is also a bandido. You see, Cisco? It's very simple.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.